The podcast you're about to listen to contains true stories of sex, kink, or gender, and that means you should be a consenting adult to listen. Is that you? Well, then here we go.
I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hey, how's it going? I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from stand-up comedian and improviser Jonathan Giuseppe. How's your week going? I have a bear of a week ahead of me because this Saturday night I have my first live show. I have craved and missed live shows so much. The energy in the room, bango, getting to read people's answers on their bango card, unloading sex toys into their arms when they win bango, hugging friends, seeing faces. It's been lonely, and I'm so ready for it to be back. But God, the amount of work that is going into this new show. We are trying to make sure that for the very first one, that we keep everybody as safe as we possibly can, which means that we're requiring you to be fully vaccinated. And a podcast is often like a diary of what's going on in your life. And there is a lot going on with this whole vaccination process. I have a friend who volunteered to be Vax Checker. We have people who are sending us information so that we can keep this first show super safe. But so much work, so many questions. How's that going to work? Well, I don't know. It's a brand new location. It's outdoors. It's pop-up. I've never done a show here. What's the capacity? That's been changing every single day. And it's not Saturday yet, so there's a lot more to come. It's going to get more intense the closer we get to the date. It's worth it, though, you know? I'm really enamored with this new location. Everyone who sees pictures of it is like, damn, that is beautiful. I feel so lucky that someone selected me and said, you're a producer who hasn't been able to put on a show in a long time, and I know that you're very worried about your health and you're worried about the possibility of contracting COVID despite being vaccinated. How would you feel about a pop-up outdoor location? Only a few people were given that offer, and I'm incredibly fortunate. I know that. I think everybody's excited about the location. People are flying in and sending me questions about what hotel to stay in. And I don't really remember how to do my job very well as a live show producer because it's going to be 16 months by the time the show happens. That is a long time of not using that part of your brain. It's slowly coming back to me, but will it all be back by Saturday? I have no idea. I hope you're going to be there. And if you're not, I hope you're going to be watching on the live stream. Because, I mean, honestly, one of the things I love about live theater is there's always a chance that something's going to go wrong. And going wrong live feels better than having things go wrong in your house while you're live streaming. There were times in the early days of the pandemic where I lost the signal, where I dropped off the Zoom live stream. That was stressful because I was the host and nobody else could do my job. But when you're there in person, you figure it out and everybody supports you. And I cannot wait to see how the audience is going to give love to the storytellers this time because they've been working really hard on these stories. We're all so anxious about getting back together in person. I've got some special surprises lined up for this show. I don't know that I can pull them all off. I have a habit as a producer of having my best ideas in the week before the show. And that means I'm usually scrambling right at the last moment. But those spontaneous ideas kind of really add to the whole effect. It makes it feel like we're making art together. And I love that part of the show. I have this huge staff who answers questions, who makes you feel welcome. Team Body is this special thing, and we haven't come together in so long. I'm excited to see the volunteers. I'm excited to see the audience. Is that enough? Can I say that? I'm concerned about the vaccination process. I am. But I feel like just for this one show, we've got to get it right. After that, we can figure out where the world is. We can know more. We're learning on our feet right now. Please wish me luck. Please wish all of us luck as we come together in person. It's this Saturday. It's this week. Our very first post-pandemic, outdoor, fully vaccinated, live body storytelling show. And this one's really special. We've got a gorgeous pop-up location in San Francisco, and people are flying in from all over the country to be at the first show. You know how you sat there in your house and went, holy shit, if the world ever opens up again, I'm getting my ass to body. Well, tickets are almost gone. I hope you can be there with us because we have phenomenal stories from Dara M. Wilson, AC Lobo, Jet Noir, Sarah Newsom, and new songs from Jefferson Burgee. If you didn't get your ticket and you didn't get a plane ticket, it's a hybrid show, which means that the live show is going to be live streamed to you wherever you are. So go to the link in the show notes, get your tickets right now. I can't wait to see you on the live stream. I can't wait to see you in person. Live shows are back! As the world returns, do you need a bit of inspiration to feel like yourself again? Here's a great idea. You can reset and reconnect with yourself with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel real. Dipsy is believable characters and stories that transport you so you feel like you're right there. To me, that's great storytelling. And Dipsy releases new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter what or who turns you on. They also have wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself. They have these incredible bedtime stories and soundscapes that help you relax before you drift off to sleep. It's been too long. Let your mind lead your body into new, different sensations and fantasies. And best of all, Dipsy offers you unlimited access to their library of more than 400 short, sexy stories. We know you love stories because you're a listener of the Body Storytelling Podcast. They know it too. So right now, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Dixie. Savor some new sexy stories and create some in-person pleasure. Head over to dipsystories.com right now and tell them I sent you by using the promo code Dixie. Ready to learn more about this week's storyteller? Well, Jonathan Yuseppe is a storyteller, stand-up comedian, and improviser. He's best known for his storytelling style, which tackles intense subjects while holding them in a loving and humorous way. His one-person show, Grief is Horny, won the staff pick for Best in Fringe at the 2019 San Francisco Fringe Festival. He has been seen performing stories at City Winery and the Gibbs Morrison Cultural Center. He recently completed a successful run on his one-person show, Cancer is Gorgeous, at the Crowd Theater in Chicago. When not performing, Jonathan enjoys spending time with his spouse, Katie, and their tabby cat, Orson. This story was recorded live on our live stream just a few months ago. This storyteller is Jonathan Yuseppe.
Welcome!
Okay, so 2 years ago, all of my hair and my pubes fell out because of chemotherapy. I had cancer. I wasn't just doing chemo recreationally, like those wild teens we've heard so much about. I was diagnosed by a surgeon, and I don't know if you've ever met a surgeon, but they are very confident people. They're basically the jocks of the medical industry. They're society's accepted sociopaths. They cut people open and feel nothing. When I first met him, he was like, look, I'll be in and out in 10 minutes flat. damn. But that is who you want as your surgeon. I mean, you don't want me as your surgeon. I'd be like, look, no matter what happens in there, I think you're really great. So he diagnoses me. He says, it's round cell liposarcoma. It's in your calf. It's growing rapidly. We have to start treatment immediately. I'm in shock. My wife, Katie, is crying. You can tell he's like, oh no, I'm gonna have to say something. So he goes, you, and he pointed himself when he said you, and you, the three of us, are gonna get through this together. Then he walked out of the room, and I never saw him again. I don't know if he got busy or what. So Katie's mom is a nurse, so she calls her immediately. And 2 minutes into the conversation, she goes, I don't know, we'll ask them about his semen. And then like clockwork, another doctor comes in and says, after radiation, you may be sterile. So we set up an appointment at 9 a.m. at the fertility clinic tomorrow. So they just told me, you have cancer. And now you have to come. Whoa, can you give me a minute? So at 9 a.m. the next day, we show up at the fertility clinic. And if you want to see some vulnerable men, just head on down to the fertility clinic. There are men with their little cups, just like, is it my turn to give it? And masturbation should be this calming, self-love type of thing. The stakes have never been higher. If I don't come in this appointment, I may never have kids. I thought when they handed me my cup, they were also going to be like, look, there's a bomb somewhere in the building. Good luck in there. So I get into the room, and they don't give you any instructions. All they said was, there's a lazy Susan built into the wall. When you're done, spin it, and someone on the other side will get it. What is this, Indiana Jones? Who's over there? Are they going to take good care of it? I look around the room and there's a mirror. So I guess you can just like look at yourself. There's a stack of magazines. And in the corner, there's this sad leather chair. I think to myself, Jonathan, calm down. You have done this before. So I spit on my hand, call me a diva, but I need some lube. And I start. And my first thought is, you are really good at this. You're going to be done in no time. You may even have time for a croissant from the ground level Abu Pan before the next appointment. But that's when I turn and I see the sign. And it says, no saliva, no lube, no water will contaminate the sample. This is a total curveball for me. I've never done a dry rub. I pull out my phone. Maybe I can look up some porn. We're in the basement, no service. That's when I turn and pull out one of the magazines. And these magazines are so old. Have you ever looked at a picture of someone and the picture's so old, you get the eerie sense they're no longer with us? It's like, is everyone okay in there? So I put that magazine back and then I pull out another and it's drawings, it's a comic. It's called Forbidden Frankenstein. And it's this really jacked Frankenstein and he wants to fuck. And that's the story. I'm like, this is just not working. I'm trying to regroup and the pressure's building. And I can sense all the men out there with their little cups. I think, okay, we need to regroup. We need help. So I go out of the room, I pull my pants up. I'm not just like, it's not working. And I go up to the nurse and I say, are you sure it's a dry rub? And like she's been asked this question a million times, she goes, yep, get back in there. I turn to Katie, she's in the waiting room, and she goes, do you need help? I need so much help. Do you want me to go in the room with you? Are we allowed to do that? And before I know it, we're in the room together with the magazines and the mirror and the sad leather chair. So do you want to kiss? She says. Sure. So we start kissing, and it's the sexiest thing that's happened to me since I got cancer. But then I push her away, and I'm like, should we be doing this? At any moment, I think the nurse is going to kick down the door and yell, no saliva, no lube, no water. You have to be alone, and it has to be a dry rub. Get her out of here. And eventually, we find our way onto that sad leather chair. She's talking dirty in my ear. She's like, I'm going to fuck you in this hospital. Her titties are in my mouth. And eventually, she just goes, I think you're going to have to spit on it. And I couldn't agree more. So I spit on it. And I come in like 2 seconds. I'm like, clear a path. And I put the sample on that lazy Susan and spin it to Lord knows where. We try and gather ourselves like we didn't just have weird 9 a.m. masturbation sex. Okay, on to the next appointment. And as we're walking out of the room, Katie turns to me and she just goes, you know, masturbation has never felt so hopeful. Thank you very much.
Song was I Make My Own Sunshine by Alyssa Bonagura. Welcome to today's episode of Lube Facts with Dixie, brought to you by Uber Lube. The world's starting to return to in-person, and in-person can lead to sex. Are you making plans to make connections and sexy times now that the world is returning? I hear so many people talk about how they can't wait until it's safe to date and partake again. If you're starting to think about creating or returning to an active sex life, you need to think about safe sex too, and that can mean condoms. Well, here's an important question. Should you go silicone, water-based, or hybrid? Which lubricant is best for use with condoms? Using lube with condoms means that you can minimize friction, but figuring out the condom and lube formula feels like math. Who could track that stuff? Here's some good news. My favorite lube, UberLube, is latex condom compatible. And UberLube doesn't get sticky when you're using it, doesn't leave a sticky residue. In fact, it makes for better sex because it feels like you just applied a nice moisturizer when you're finished. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. There's no flavor, no scent. It's body safe, and it's free of nasty additives like parabens, preservatives, and petrochemicals. I love UberLube, and everyone I've introduced to UberLube has raved about it. So what are you waiting for? Here's some more incentive. Right now, they're offering Body Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use the code DIXIE at UberLube.com. UberLube offers you the long-lasting performance you want, then quickly dissipates without leaving that sticky residue. And that math problem, safe with condoms, even for sensitive skin, solved for sex with UberLube. And remember, you'll get 10% off and free shipping when you use the code Dixie at UberLube.com. This has been Lube Facts with Dixie, brought to you by UberLube. Why should you become a member of Body Storytelling's Patreon? So many reasons, but here's a great one. If you support us at $10 a month, you're going to get a free ticket to the live stream. The live stream live hybrid show that's about to start. And the live stream replay lives only on Patreon. Patreon is how we have stayed alive during a global pandemic, and we want to reward the members who've gotten us to this place. I'm so excited about the fact that we're not only still here, but it seems like we have the potential to grow with your help. So go to patreon.com/body, support us at whatever level you can, but at least $10 a month, because that's going to get you this live stream. Thanks in advance for your support. Well, that's it for this week. But before I go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this possible. Thank you to Donal Mooney, Joe Moore, David Grossoff, Mosa Maxwell-Smith. Thank you to our new live stream director, Ruben Tan. And most of all, thank you to podcast producer, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Torre. This has been episode 179 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week, pervert.